It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
Dr. Steve, perhaps one of history's most villainous villains, is currently flying through the time and space stream with his sock-shaped assistant Fidget at the controls of his evil black time and spaceship.
Money, money, money. It's all about the almighty dollar, Fidget.
Now, here we go.
So far, we've been all over history and have not been able to get anything worth selling. True, we did steal Orville's red Inbarker from the Wright brothers, but the more I thought about it, the less I thought we'd be able to sell it. So last night, I set the time and space travel device to random and dropped it off in the middle of a cornfield in Indiana.
What year was that?
Oh, I don't know. I think it was in 1914 or something.
We now go to a small farm in Indiana in the year 1914. It's the morning after Dr. Steve has dumped the red Inbarker in the middle of a field. Two young parents-to-be walk through the cornfield and come across the strange object.
Gee willikers, what is that thing?
I don't know, honey. Look, there's an inscription.
It says, Property of Orville.
Orville? Orville! I like that name. Baby, let's name the baby Orville.
Well, that's a great idea, honey. Let's go eat some popcorn to celebrate.
Meanwhile, back aboard Dr. Steve's ship.
Anyway, we've got to find some way of making money with this whole time and space thing.
Dr. Steve begins pacing around the bridge of his ship and trips over a stack of magazines.
Ooh! Fidget, how many times have I told you not to leave your modern bride magazines just lying around? Why do you read these things anyway? Oh yeah, right, like anyone's gonna want to marry a sock. Look at these articles. How to tie-dye a cake, the dangers of disposable cameras at every place setting, the top 10 wedding songs. Wait, well this article gives me an idea. All we have to do is somehow get credit for writing one of these wedding songs, and then just sit back and collect royalties every time it's used in a wedding. Ha! We'll be rich. Now let me see, what's the number one song? Ah, perfect. Fidget, set a course for Germany in 1680.
As Fidget sets the controls to make a time and space jump, let's check in with our heroes, Dr. Floyd, Dr. Quinn, and the faithful robot companion Chips, as they streak through the time and space stream chasing Dr. Steve.
Hey, Dr. Floyd, how's your mom doing?
What is that supposed to mean? Some sort of veiled insult about my head?
No, I was simply just asking how your mom is doing. I haven't heard from her in a while.
Sure, Dr. Grant. Dr. Steve and Fidget have made a time jump. Chips, where are they going? Germany, 1680. That's the Baroque period.
Oh, no. Dr. Steve and Fidget have broken it already?
No, Dr. Grant. That's the name of the time period that Dr. Steve has jumped to. The Baroque period.
I guess folks back then had no money, huh?
Dr. Grant, you make my eyes hurt sometimes. Chips, set the time and space travel device to follow him.
Now we race back in time to Germany in the year 1680 to the house of one of history's most famous composers, Johann Pachelbel.
Yes, hello?
Message for you, sir, from Ada Bond.
Ada, my sweet Ada.
Isn't she the lead cellist in the symphony?
Not only is she the lead cellist in the symphony, she is my one true love.
You lucky dog, she's beautiful.
She is. I must go read this. Good day.
Johann Pachelbel's joy at receiving a letter from his true love quickly dissipates, however, when he reads the contents of the message.
Nine! It cannot be true! Ada is running off with the lead timpani player and will announce their engagement at Saturday's concert. Well, perhaps I shall write them a special little song to play. Oh yes, she will rue the day she dumped Johann Pachelbel.
As Pachelbel furiously starts work on his new song, Dr. Stephen Fidget have just landed in the alleyway behind his house.
So here's the plan, Fidget. Johann Pachelbel is at this very moment working on his famous Canon in D, which will go on to become one of the most famous pieces of wedding music of all time. When he sends it off to the concert hall, we will intercept the sheet music and change the composer to me, Dr. Steve, and then in the future, I will be rich with all the royalties paid to me.
Dr. Steve is at it again. This time he's toying with one of the most beautiful pieces of music in history. Will Dr. Steve's plans actually come to fruition? Will Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips be able to stop Dr. Steve? What price will Ada Bomb play for dissing Johann Pachelbel? Find out the answers to these questions next week on the Radio Avengers of Dr. Floyd!